Hey, this is Mike.
And this is Leo.
And welcome to the Asian Menswear Podcast, a podcast made specifically to empower, inspire, and motivate all of you guys to become the best versions of yourselves. This is for us.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Mike, your host, and I got Leo back today for another barbershop talk. And today we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving's around the corner, so I thought, why not talk about it? You know, the special thing about this podcast is that we're speaking from the point of view of two Asian American guys, right? So it's not from the eyes of like a white guy or a black guy. It's Asian American. So there's always some uniqueness to it that others can relate to who are also Asian American. Or if you're not Asian American, you know, it might be interesting to learn more about what it's like kind of to be Asian American for this specific topic, which is kind of like Thanksgiving in general, like how it is for us, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, before I start that, how's everything going, Leo?
It's going great, man. You know, fall is here for what, like a month? Fall is always so quick, and the next thing you know, it's like holiday season, right? It's like boom, boom, bang, like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, boom, 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 and it's like
busy. Oof,
okay.
Is it? So is this a busy time for you too? Because I feel like once it hits November, because you know I got my birthday, got Thanksgiving, so many holiday parties, Friendsgivings, like it gets like from right after Halloween, it's like a snap of a finger, and you're on New Year's.
Christmas,
me.
Christmas music starts playing, and then next thing we're you actually, know, you're like, I'm looking at shopping lists, and next thing you know, you got Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving. Yeah, it gets a little crazy around this time of the year.
Do you decorate your place with holiday things, or are you not into that?
Well, speaking of decoration, not really. I mean, like, I think I leave that mostly to my girlfriend Alicia. I see some pumpkins around the room a little bit, like a fake pumpkin.
Oh, you got some
like
pumpkins,
little small ones.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll put some like leaves around, like the colors and stuff. And then Christmas time, we definitely put some stuff around. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. It's funny. I never used to be very festive at all. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but now I enjoy it because it lets me know that, or it makes life a little bit interesting because now you know like things are happening.
Something
it just
to
makes
look forward
you put
to
you in the mood. Yeah. So
all that food,
So it's nice to know like the holidays are around the corner, and we're gonna start to decorate pretty soon, probably in the middle of this month or soon. So it's still November, but we're gonna decorate pretty soon.
What was it like growing up? Like, did you celebrate Thanksgiving in Texas or California? Like, what was that like for you?
Hold on, let me close this window.
Oh yeah,
sure. You hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
All right, so backstory for you guys who don't know. So my parents immigrated, or no, they're refugees from Vietnam. So because of the Vietnam War, we found our way to America. And growing up, my family pretty much stayed within the community, you know, with any Vietnamese that they could find, like they kind of held on to that. So they weren't super Americanized. And for me, growing up in America, I had to kind of really learn everything sort of on my own, and always kind of questioning, like, why are we celebrating this? Like, not understanding their own culture. Because I'm a kid, no one's telling me this, so I have no idea. But luckily, you know, my mom did her best, and, you know, she would try to make things, you know, festive for us. But in terms of, like, Thanksgiving, like, you know, we didn't have, like, the traditional Thanksgiving with, like, a turkey. Not that I remember. It was more like traditional Vietnamese food. You had people over. So you spent a lot of time with your family. And it wasn't until I got older where, you know, like my other cousins, they're born here in America, where, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving, and it's kind of a part of our identity as Asian Americans. And we started having a tradition where, you know, we'd all showed up at my auntie's house, and then we have a very traditional Thanksgiving dinner with everyone, you know, turkey, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, you know, all the good stuff.
So who made the turkey?
My cousin, my oldest girl cousin.
Wow.
Yeah, so she makes it really good too, like fire.
Damn. Nice.
But yeah, we kind of did the American tradition through the younger generation, and that's what Thanksgiving's always been for me. You know, it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about celebrating your family, being grateful, and all that. But I would like to continue that tradition, the American style, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure how it was for you, but especially for even the Asian Americans who have been here for generations, like, how is Thanksgiving for them? Is it very much in the traditional sense, or do you have cultural dishes, you know, that you bring in for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So did you start doing the traditional turkey once in California, or was that like when you were celebrating with like a bigger family, or when was that?
Oh, right, right. Definitely California. So I don't think we started doing that until I was like 16, 17. My cousin's much older, luckily. Yeah. So now she's older, she's able to, you know, do this for us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I used to bring the mac and cheese. I would do the mac and cheese. Not saying it was good. Like, yeah. I'd make the mac and... I made mac and cheese, and that's sort of been, like, my thing. Yeah, my cousin ended up making a better mac and cheese, so then now it's, like, kind of her dish now.
That's not a competition?
Yeah. I mean, hey, as long as I don't have to do the work, like, hey, you do that, man. You know? But, yeah, my family, we make up probably, like, 15 cousins, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, it's a good amount of us, so it makes it fun. So, it's not just awesome. A few of us. Yeah, what about you, man? I'm interested to hear.
So growing up in New York City as an immigrant, man, I feel like my earliest memory of Thanksgiving was like junior high. Like the first few years, I mean, my family didn't celebrate at all. Like, it's just like, okay, hey, we have holidays. We have school days off. So awesome. What the hell is Thanksgiving? We don't know. All right, well, we're not celebrating. We're just going to stay home. So it's okay. It just became like a school break. That's all it felt like. It wasn't until like junior high, like high school, I think even. It was like a friend through church. He was actually Filipino. So it's like funny. My first ever Thanksgiving celebration party thing was at his house because he was also like a neighbor friend. So he was like, hey, we're having Thanksgiving. We're already having a bunch of family over with a bunch of food. Why don't you just come over? So I'm like, free food? All right. So literally it was even like last minute decision to like go over there and just literally it felt like a buffet in their house. I remember like earliest memories literally like grabbing plates of food, going downstairs to the basement, playing video games with my friends. And then we'll have other friends come over. Then it kind of became a little bit of a tradition. Like every Thanksgiving, I just started going over to his house because his whole family was doing it. But my family never did Thanksgiving. And then I guess even then later on in college, didn't really celebrate it because I didn't have a friend that was like hosting it. And yeah, I feel like that was like the time of the year when it's like, they're always selling turkey, right? Like the dorm food or like the, you know, there's just like, there's always turkey now all of a sudden. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll get that just for the heck of it. And now most recently, I guess we do Thanksgiving more recently. Again, I think it's like, it comes with like, depending on your friend group. So I would have some friends that would do the whole making turkey thing. Like I have never made one and I might not ever just because it just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like 8 hours of constantly checking and making it, whatever. So for me, like
she puts
for me, I'm just like, I'd rather just go to the supermarket and buy a Thanksgiving meal to make it myself.
All prepped. Right.
Yeah.
Was like, that your first time having turkey like that too? I'm assuming, right?
Like,
really has like turkey like that unless it's Thanksgiving, like an actual
whole
turkey.
Yeah.
And then you know.
Yeah. And I think it wasn't really until even with my girlfriend, Alicia, who is white, obviously her family does the whole full Thanksgiving tradition thing. So the whole turkey all the sides. So it's like, it wasn't even until then that like, that's when I was doing that every year. You know, that became the tradition. That became the norm because of that. You know, that's the American culture, right? Like, if you think about what is really American... if you think about what's really American, I don't think like, I mean, Italian food feels American because it's so like widely available. It's really American at this point. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Thanksgiving is very American. And it's like, I feel like so many families do it every year. So I think to me, like the first, you know, the whole Thanksgiving thing is in a way a culture shock because it's like, whoa, what is this holiday? What is all this? Why is this whole feast? And if you're going to do it, you got to do it like all properly. And I think like when I do celebrate with my dad nowadays, it's still just eating Asian food. But it's the meaning behind it, right? Like it's not really so much about what you're eating, but the reason why and why you're together. So I think that's why I think like at the end of the day, we appreciate it because it's such a nice... the good meaning behind it is obviously giving thanks and to be reunited with your loved ones, friends and family, and like to have those moments together. Because it's so easy to be like so busy all year round, but to have like a dedicated moment in that year to gather together, I think is really nice.
Yeah, that's a good point that you brought up, like how you would go to your friends and spend Thanksgiving. I forgot I did that as well, and that was kind of my first exposure to
in Texas,
like just like you. Yeah, in Texas, I had a white friend, so I got to see that.
Nice.
And you're right. For my family, it was just a day off, you know, like just a day off to like, you know, have dinner or whatever, but nothing special. And then in California, it was like my other friend, like I have an Indian friend that I went to Thanksgiving. They're Americanized, so I got a chance to see that. Like it was bouncing around, and I don't know if you felt this way, but you know, as a kid, I always kind of felt like, damn, like. I guess feeling like left out, like not being a part, you know, like not having the traditional Thanksgiving made me feel a certain way about it. But, you know, I know obviously that I'm older, it doesn't, you know, like those things are not something that, you know, I really think about now. But being a kid, you know, like you're like, you want to feel like you belong. So then you have kind of like that, like, why can't we celebrate? I don't know if you felt that. Did you ever feel that way as well?
No, because it's like coming from Hong Kong, we celebrated Chinese holidays. So it's kind of like, all right, well, yeah, we celebrate Chinese holidays. They celebrate American holidays. Like, that's their holiday. That's not my holiday.
Interesting.
So it's like, all right, like, they don't get to celebrate Chinese New Year. So why do I need to celebrate Thanksgiving? It just didn't, it just had that, like, it just had that, like, culture barrier, right? Like, as an immigrant, it's like, where's that fine line of, well, this is my culture and this is their culture. So why do I need to do that? That's not my thing. That's what it felt like.
Do you feel like it's a part of your culture now that you're, you know, obviously you're American, so do you feel like it's a part of?
A little bit more. I mean, I welcome it. I like it. I just don't want to host it myself, you know?
It's like, that's more for like the work, like, and stuff, right?
But it's like, I do want to do something. So it's like, if my dad wants to have dinner, or if my friend's having a Friendsgiving, or if someone wants to do it at my place, I'll be like, I mean, I just want to do it for the sake of like gathering and, you know, having that reunion of some sort. I think last year we just did like a casual little dinner at home with one friend because, you know, it was the middle of the pandemic. But it's nice. It's nice to have those moments to reflect and to be with other people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you said, it's important that Thanksgiving is an opportunity for, because, you know, most people are going to be off. Like, you know, that's the reason why it's like, oh, for, you know, Asians, they're like, oh, this is a day that we get to be off. So, like, why not use that to be with friends and family? So, in a way, the whole essence of Thanksgiving is really to be with your family, you know, have a day off, figure out the things. Like, those are all great things. I think, like, being grateful, like, kind of think about the things that you're grateful for. And, you know, since Thanksgiving's approaching, and this episode is going to come either the day before, actually, Thanksgiving, you know, like, Leo and I, we were talking about, like, we also want to talk about, like, some of the things that we're grateful for, you know, like, I think that comes along with Thanksgiving, although I feel like we should practice gratitude every day.
But
hey, if you can do it for one day out of the year versus 0 days out of the year, why not, right? And, let's share it. Let's do it. Let's just share, you know, like, what are some things that we're grateful for this year? I can go first.
You know, honestly,
for me, man, you know, just like I've been on this pretty long journey, just, you know, with Asian Menswear, and I have a lot of goals and dreams of where I would like it to be. You know, I've had some struggles with that. Like this year, like I've been struggling a lot with like where I want to go with Asian Menswear, and like things haven't panned out, you know, like just with like the pandemic, not being able to do like the suit walk, and that kind of like makes you discouraged in a way in a lot of things. And but through that, I've met some incredible people I've never done anything for. Like these people, like shout out to Ant recently, like David, Bing Chen, like a lot of, or you, John, like people who like will reach out to me when I haven't even done anything for them, you know, like to help me out. Like they'll send me videos. They'll send me, hey, you should post this, or hey, do you want this person as a guest? Like, and they're telling me like, keep doing what you're doing, like helping me like without even anything in return. Like I'm super grateful for those people to kind of help me through. And you know, just, I mean, if we can talk about the most basic thing, like I'm grateful for being alive today, being able to have a conversation with Leo, being able to discuss Asian male fetishization, which is, or like, you know, like topics such as that, like something that's not in the grand scheme of things, not that important, right? If you were to think about it. Mm-hmm. But I have the privilege to talk about those things, right? Yep. You know, my friends, my family, my girlfriend, like everyone that's very supportive of me and you know, show love to me, like super grateful for that. And when you, and because I don't practice gratitude so often, when I'm talking about it now, it makes me feel good. Like it's not that bad. Now that I sit here and think about it, like it's not bad, yeah. You know, like I got a little bit of crypto. I got some, you know, I'm good.
Yeah.
Life isn't bad. Like I'm not on the streets. Like I'm doing actually fine. You know, I think sometimes we focus too much on the negative, or we compare ourselves too much on what other people are doing. And I think just the simple things in life, like living, breathing, not feeling pain when I wake up in the morning. I don't have any back issues. I can run. I can do a marathon if I wanted to, like nothing's stopping me. You know, so super grateful for that. And damn, that was nice. I felt good to, good to, you know, just show that, like it's not bad, man. Yeah, it's not bad.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, those are really great points. I probably can't run a marathon like you can, but I mean.
Yes, you can. You put in the work, you can. Trust me. Man. It's not that hard.
I am definitely thankful for, you know, I mean, health has obviously been the biggest thing in the past year. You know, if we look back at November last year, it's like we've come a long way, you know, like having a vaccine, the world opening back up, and obviously not getting, for me at least, like us not getting sick with COVID, nothing serious. Like that's been obviously such an important part as the whole world's opening up. I mean, I'm thankful that the world is somewhat adjusting to a new normal, you know, in terms of work, in terms of traveling, in terms of like tourism, like all these things are kind of opening back up and it's like getting to that new normal. I mean, in terms of like Levitate style, in terms of work, it's been above and beyond amazing. So like just really, really like humbly thankful to even say that, like that's just incredible. And of course, like having the platform and being able to, you know, build this podcast and have this consistently and talk about different topics, that's been a lot of fun. It's been good for our friendship as well, just having these moments,
learning about each other.
So yeah, I mean, it's just been really, really nice. I mean, there's so much to be thankful for. I'm on the other end, like I feel like I reflect like all the time. I think because like I'm like in a way I'm constantly comparing myself, like not so much in a negative way, but it's like it's just subconsciously I'm always looking at what other influencers are doing. I'm looking at their stories. I'm looking at what trips they're doing. I'm looking at what campaigns they're doing. You know, like in a way I'm comparing, but in a way it's like I feel like in a healthy way I'm in a good position where I'm doing really well, so I don't really need to compare myself. Like I'm doing well myself. I'm doing well with what I can do. I'm doing well with the companies I work with. So I don't, like, it's like a good like mental adjustment to not compare like every single thing. And that's been really nice. And also like when I do like my throwback posts, when I go like, oh, this time last year I did this, or like, oh, I look back at like when we went to Paris 3 years ago, it's like, man, I'm so thankful like we went on that trip when we did, because you just never know what tomorrow brings. You never know, you know, another pandemic hits or like the whole world shuts down, right? Like I'm so thankful for all the experience I've already had. So I can't complain about what I have today, or I can't complain about what's in the future, because what I've already done is really great. And I think it's like you have to constantly remind yourself how far you've come and how much you've accomplished and how much you've done already, you know, and not be like, oh, well, I don't have this. Well, you've done all of these things. And I think another really good quote that I heard recently is like something like along the lines of like, you have what you wanted 5 years ago. You set a goal for yourself 5 years ago and you look back at that today, you'd be like, damn, I crossed all that off. So I think that's a really good mental reminder that like you are more than enough. You can work hard and keep pushing, but like don't beat yourself up. Like you look back at where you started and how much you've already done.
True.
Yeah, you know,
I think we get into trouble when you accomplish all the things that you set for yourself a couple years back, and then you're already thinking about the next thing. So you never really get a chance you never get a chance to really sit there and pat yourself on the back and say, oh, damn, I did accomplish all the things that I wanted a couple of years ago. So I think that's important to sit there and really just, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a little break. You know, don't think too much about what you want to accomplish the next day, what you want to do in the next month. Just say, be content with that moment. I think that's important to, to reset your mind and, just congratulate yourself. And one thing I need to shout out, and I also left this out, but you guys listening, like, the podcast has been one of the most consistent things that, I've done for Asian Menswear. Like, you guys get an episode every week, and it's because you guys continue listening. So I want to thank you guys, the ones that continue tuning in. For Leo, always, popping up to have these discussions with me. Shout out to Joseph, Henry, Brian, the Patreon group. You guys have always supported Asian Menswear, the Asian Menswear family. So I have to give a shout out because you guys really keep it going, through all the tough times. And I'm really optimistic about, where Asian Menswear is going to be soon. So, it's like David told me and a couple of guys just said, usually when you're at the point where you're struggling the most is when the light starts to appear. Mm-hmm. And I think I start to see that more. And, I'm just having fun with it, just enjoying the value it's given to people, being able to connect other Asian Americans together that never would have connected in the past. Like, those are all great things, and I love to continue doing that. So, lots to be grateful for. I do wish it would have been nice if we actually recorded this on Thanksgiving, but we're going to be busy doing our thing.
But like a I'm live definitely going to.
Yeah, because then when Thanksgiving happens, like, you got the game on, the football game on, you got the food. Oh, yeah. Everyone's just like catching up because, my cousins, I catch up with them maybe like twice a year.
Oh, wow.
So, you're just catching up. Everything's, good. It's just a nice feeling, see how everyone's doing. So, and I encourage you to do, what Leo and I just did. Just have a discussion about things you're grateful for, and I bet you feel a lot better. Even if it's the simplest thing as being able to sit with a nice plate of food or just being alive, just whatever, simple things.
Man. Just feel so
you have a family, like, friends.
You just feel so much more content and satisfied and feel so much more whole in your heart. Like, it's just like, it's a really good, like, reminder and like reset, as we kind of wrap up the rest of the year. It's crazy that it's already November. This year went by quick.
Tell me about it, man. I was not ready. What's your random question? But my bad.
Yeah, no, go.
What's your favorite dish for Thanksgiving?
I already know what you're gonna ask.
You do?
I mean, when you said what's your, I'm like, I already know. Let's talk about it. It's like the fire.
I'm interested. I used to hate it. I used to think it wasn't that good, but now I look forward to like that Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving food. I used to thought it was like crap. I thought it was like kind of like bland.
Nah, man.
But maybe the food wasn't that great, but now I look forward to the plate, like what it comes with. It's like,
all right. So I mean,
yeah.
I love the stuffing. I think actually the stuffing might be like
for real.
I think the stuffing might actually be the MVP.
Must be some fire stuffing.
But I feel like also stuffing you really only get during Thanksgiving. You get mashed potato any time of the year. You can get green beans any time of the year. Sweet potato. I mean, sweet potato casserole is a little different, but I mean, sweet potato, you can get at all times of the year. Stuffing inside the turkey, like, man, if it's done well, it's like, it's so good. So, I mean, I think that's like the MVP, but you got to have the whole team, right? You got to have the turkey. I love turkey. Like, people complain about it, but I'm like, I love turkey, but it's got to come with the whole team. So we need the stuffing.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You need the stuffing. You need the turkey. I like the green beans. I like the mashed potato. I like all the different texture and the taste. Uh-oh, you already feel it. Mm-hmm. You already want it right now. You already feel the food coma.
Yeah.
You already feel that the second food plate. Coma. You already feel that second plate. You know what I mean? Like, like, that is good stuff. It's all about balance, What about you?
I mean, do you stuff yourself or like, or do you? Because I stuff myself. I don't eat like just to feel.
Remember how we ate during Chinese New Year?
Do I
stuff myself? Okay. Listen, I work out like every day and I eat healthy. But when it comes to game time, it's game time.
Time
like
to enjoy.
I'm doing at least 2-3 plates. Like, I'm stuffed.
I usually take a nap, wake up, and do another plate. That's what happens.
What's your favorite? My favorite was your favorite?
You know, I really do appreciate the turkey. I feel like you said, like most of the food that is served on Thanksgiving, I only have on Thanksgiving, except for obviously the mashed potatoes. But like green bean casserole is what my cousin makes. Like I don't have that until Thanksgiving. So a lot of the food, the components of like the Thanksgiving meal, I don't have until Thanksgiving. So yeah, my favorite would be the turkey. What else my cousin make? The mac and cheese that I make or my cousin makes, I only have hers there. So I got to say that her special mac and cheese. I mean, like you said, it's all components in the plate. It's not just one specific thing. I think all together makes this like very nice once in a year experience that you get with your family.
It just hits different. Right?
It's so funny we're hyping up Thanksgiving like that. But it is. It's nice.
It's a whole vibe. Yeah, you guys listening, you better pick out, like, eat as much as you want.
I mean, I want to see people's plates, too. We're not even
getting to the dessert, right?
Dessert.
Do that in your story.
Pumpkin pie.
Do that in the story.
Pumpkin pie with the whipped cream and then vanilla ice cream is the dessert we have normally. But this year it's going to be really busy. I'm having, there's going to be like two Friendsgivings that we're going to, then Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Anissa's side of the family, and then Thanksgiving for my side of the family. So it's going to be a lot of different meals, actually.
You're like quadruple dipping. That's a whole lot of Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of pounds gained.
And for you, you're about to be, what was that workout thing you did?
75 hard.
What was that workout thing you did?
75 turkey.
Yeah, you're about to
75
be
hard.
You're about 75 easy right there.
75 pounds easy.
You're gonna get that real quick. Yeah,
I know, man. And then we're off to Christmas.
So you're not really traveling.
Way more food. No.
Yeah, but you're not really traveling. You're like in the Bay Area. You're like hopping around.
It's like within an hour of each other. So like the furthest I will go would be like an hour. So I'm traveling to Sacramento. I'm traveling to. My hometown, and then I'm traveling around the peninsula, so near San Francisco as well.
Around the Bay Area. Awesome.
Yeah, but you're hitting up Buffalo, right? Or
yeah, we were gonna stay just because we're gonna go for Christmas, but last minute we decided to go back just because, you know, sometimes like as you get closer to the holiday, everyone realizes how much they miss each other. So I was like, all right, I get it. Let's go to Buffalo for Thanksgiving as well. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a whole lot of food. So we're excited for it. And it's just like, you know, I think that's why, like, I think humans, we love seasons and we love the change at the time of the year. It really just helps us, again, like what you were saying, have things to look forward to kind of mentally it's healthy too, you know, like, oh, hey, yeah. And like now you know, okay, you know, it's November time, it's fall time, it's Thanksgiving time. The next thing you know, it's Christmas. The next thing you know, it's New Year's. But it just kind of keeps you going in that way. So it's nice. It's really nice.
That's exactly what I realized, like just recently, like why those seasons and those holidays are so important. You know, like I didn't understand the significance of like decorations, like, but it gives you that reset. And then it makes things a little bit more interesting in life. You know what I mean? Versus like just kind of the same things over and over. Like those things help a lot. So it's pretty cool to see. Now I enjoy it much more. Yeah. So, but anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Maybe you'll make a turkey someday.
I might. I actually enjoy cooking. I don't know if you guys know this, but I enjoy cooking. I'd like to host my own Thanksgiving eventually at my place. So, maybe you'll make a trip down here, man. You can try the stuffing. I don't know how to make stuffing, but maybe you'll like the stuffing. But yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hopefully, you guys have all things to be grateful for. It was a nice episode. I know it was a simple episode, but it's good to talk things out and talk about things that maybe you were thinking about. But once you let it out, it feels a lot better to hear it. Mm-hmm. But share us what your traditional Thanksgiving meals look like and why you enjoy Thanksgiving. Do you even celebrate Thanksgiving? Hopefully, you guys can relate to our own Thanksgiving experience. We'll catch you guys for the next one. All right, peace guys.
Peace.